Chapter 26. The third eye was, Gavin thought, quite beautiful for an otherworldly mystic. Her light brown hair hung in dreadlocks, pulled back on top with a spiky sandalwood crown, points lacquered with gold leaf. A very artistic sun, perhaps. Light brown to go with her hair. She had to have some Hrothgari blood in her for that. She wore a knee-length white dress, secured with golden ropes, wrapped around her body ingeniously in order to cross over the body's power centres in old pagan mysticism. Loose ends dangled from the last knot at her groin. The next crossed over her belly, the next crossed between her breasts, the ends looped over her shoulders. Gold makeup crossed her cheeks to her lips to suggest a knot there, and a few last streaks suggested a knot at her third eye in the middle of her forehead. She wore a bracelet on each hand, connected to rings on each finger, sort of a fingerless glove. Gold, suggesting knots there. Her sandals, covered now in sand as she walked the beach, would doubtless be the same. Seven knots, or nine, depending on how you counted. It was a pagan paradox. Heresy, maybe, but what it reminded Gavin of most at the moment was that he hadn't had sex for far too long. The knots might be religious symbolism, but the practical effect was that they pulled the dress tight around a fine-looking woman. He glanced at her breasts, briefly, then back to her face. Damn woman, not fighting fair. He thought that she must have more gold paint on her forehead from how it glinted in the rising sun, but as she came to stand before him with her motley bodyguard of 10 men, Gavin saw that the third eye had the most elaborate, remarkable tattoo he'd ever seen. The third eye tattoo wasn't merely exquisitely drawn, it glowed. She'd infused yellow luxin into the tattoo. It caused the eye to emit golden light, making it even more reminiscent of Orholm's eye, the sun. Her own eyes declared her a yellow drafter, yellow near the halo, a pretty brown beyond it. She was in her late 30s, trim but curvaceous. Gavin glanced at her breasts again. Damn it. He supposed after he finished the harbour here, it would be good to go by the Chromeria. He needed to go there anyway to make sure his orders were being followed and the satrapies were preparing for war, but spending some quality time in bed with his room slave Mauricia would help him tolerate a few more weeks with Caris Blue Balls. If the third eye weren't standing right there, Gavin would have drafted blue in order to give himself the cool rationality blue always brought. Wait, no, I wouldn't have. I can't draft blue anymore. Orholm's hairy ass. Gavin's throat tightened. Greetings, Gavin said. Light be upon you. The third eye was staring at him intently, and Gavin could swear that the tattoo was actually glowing brighter. Not an impossible trick, but a good one, regardless. You're dying, she said, her voice mellifluous. You're not supposed to be dying yet.